This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So let's go to New Orleans, follow-up to the death of the reporter from Kansas City just prior to the Super Bowl. NBC News, the phone screensaver was the first sign that something was wrong. When Jason Eggle plugged the device in and fell asleep at his parents' New Orleans area home in the pre-dawn hours of October 16th, 2021, it was dead. He had not realized it was somebody else's phone. But once he awoke, Eggle recalled in an interview that he panicked and quickly came to believe that his phone had been intentionally swapped the night before, when he said he may have been drugged and conned by a woman who claimed to be his Uber driver. As Eggle frantically tried to gain access to his accounts, $15,000 vanished from his cryptocurrency account. Eggle, who is 50 years old, now believes that driver was Danette Colbert, 48 years old, the woman charged with fraud and other crimes this month after a Telemundo reporter covering the Super Bowl from Kansas City was found dead in his hotel in Kenner, just west of New Orleans.
These are my questions. How many men are dead? And how many men were drugged, came forward, and nothing happened? And this is from NBC News today. Men say they were conned by a woman linked to this Kansas City reporter's death and went to police but, quote, heard nothing back. I ask how many are dead for this reason, Scott. In our entertainment cities like Las Vegas or Nashville or God knows New Orleans, how many men have died, were actually drugged, they were murdered, but police show up and go, well, just another guy out here that didn't know where the line was, just had too much fun last night and probably got into some stuff he shouldn't have. This is going to be an epidemic of not just this woman, but other rings of these types of criminals preying on our male tourists.
Preying on the stereotype that men can't be victims.
That's the other thing, Sam. There are men out there who I think survived, and you wake up and you're panicked and you don't really remember what happened and you think, I just want to get out of here. I just want to go home.
It happened in the two cases. She was facing felony charges in Las Vegas. When the witness doesn't show up to testify, it's pretty hard to move forward with the case.
A second man, Eric Mall, telling NBC News he also believes he was targeted by Danette Colbert while she allegedly posed as an Uber driver in the French Quarter. He did not know who was responsible when he filed a report with New Orleans police one day after his phone was taken in 2021 and thousands of dollars stolen from accounts linked to his phone.
Yep.
But didn't hear anything more from police after he filed his report. The lack of response, Eric Mall said, made him believe, quote, they didn't do anything.
Investigators are now examining any and all cases that may be connected to this horrible human being, including some they're going back to take a look at in which she was ruled out as a possible suspect. Scott, I'm telling you, the number of victims is going to be staggering when this all comes out in the wash.
Oh, sure. And then there's the case of David Butler. We talked about him last week. He was out $80,000, and he believes Colbert also drugged him.
And now she's also being looked into as a suspect in a December death.
Yep.
December of last year. Keep in mind, and I believe it was August of last year, she was found guilty of wire fraud in the state of Louisiana. That is a felony with a prison sentence of up to 10 years. She was given probation.
It's just...
See you later. Have a nice day. Thanks for coming.
What's it going to take to put her away?
Well... A very, sadly and sickeningly, a very high-profile case where someone going down there just to work, he was just going down there to do his job, mm-hmm. was murdered, and now they don't have a choice but to go back and look at the other cases. I've said this from day one. There are two bad actors. There are two rotten apples in this story. This woman, who is accused of drugging men in entertainment cities everywhere, and the system that allowed it to keep happening.
And
what's worse, I would argue the system where men were coming forward the next day filing a report saying something happened to me.
And how many men didn't file a report because they're on a dude's weekend in New Orleans or in Vegas.
And they don't remember what happened.
And they don't want to go back home to Kansas City or Chicago or, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, and explain to their wife why they're out $15,000 and why they don't remember why they're out $15,000. Or in the case of this one guy, $80,000. Try explaining that to your wife.
And try saying that you believe that it was another woman who, you know, look up her picture and show that picture to your wife.
I want to remind everyone again that in the case of David Butler, she was convicted.
Mm-hmm. That was an $80,000 case.
And got probation.
$80,000.
So the system let her right back out. And it's not just New Orleans, you guys. She travels.
She did it in Vegas, too. And she was convicted in Vegas as well.
And Vegas, to me, you're even less likely to be believed as a victim when you're in Las Vegas, because they see it all the time where men and women go out, they partake in adult activities.
Don't they do that in New Orleans?
Yep. And then it is just assumed if someone ends up dead in a hotel room, well, he had a lot of alcohol in his system or had some drugs in his system, without listening to the men who have come forward to say, I did not consent to this. I did not give her my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I do not remember 12 hours of my life.
Mm-hmm. We had the story from the caller who said his friend woke up in the middle of the French Quarter in a vehicle that was not his, no shoes, no phone. He walked into the police precinct, told them what happened. Their response, it happens.
Yeah, it's... You look at her rap sheet, and it is infuriating.
Well, but back to, you know, we were talking about Vegas and the kids in Vegas. By kids, if you missed the previous half hour, kids as young as toddlers who are being strollered through the casinos. Doesn't Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, have a little bit of responsibility here? I mean, what is their famous tagline? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So you almost go there with this idea of we're going to do some bad stuff, because what happens in Vegas has to stay in Vegas.
They have responsibility because it's a PR thing. The reason we don't hear about it, the reason they don't big deal it, is because it would stop people from going there.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the scam, the way it unfolded in 2021. The victim in this case, Dan Eggel, a traveling nurse who was raised in New Orleans. So knows the town, knows the city.
But now lives in Los Angeles, yeah.
You said felt so disoriented, he was having trouble seeing straight and walking. Here's what's important about this case, Scott. 10 days after he was drugged, he sent an email to his brother and detailed every single step of what he remembered happening, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the way the scam unfolded. They begin driving. And there's some sort of discrepancy between, I want to go here, and she's like, well, I don't understand where you're going. Because she's not an Uber driver. He hands her the device, and the screen closes and locks. They do it again. The screen closes and locks. She says to him, just give me your code. Keep in mind, he's already been drugged at this point.
Yep.
He gives her the code. She's in the phone. She hands another phone back to him. Exact same black iPhone 12. Clear, like, it's the exact same phone.
One difference.
It's not his, and it's dead.
It's dead.
Correct. She now has his phone, now has his passcode. Mm-hmm. The driver then says, you know what? This makes sense. You're in the wrong Uber. I'm here for Bill, not Dan. Get out of my car. So she drops them off. Yep. They walk off into the sunset. She's in his phone. She is now in. She has the keys to the castle. She's got your phone.
913-586-7798. She's crafty. Let's give her that. She's also evil. And she ruins lives. She may have ended one that we know of.
After he realized the phone wasn't his, he got on a laptop and began trying to access his accounts. And guess what?
He was watching his money drain away.
In real time. He had a password vault on his phone, and it appeared whoever had that device had gotten into it. All of his passwords were changed. I got into damage control immediately, and she had already locked me out of everything.
Obviously, once you're in the situation, it's too late, but I don't use biometrics on anything on my phone.
I do. I use my thumbprint.
I will tell you this based on what happened to my friends, also in New Orleans. Do not put biometrics on your bank.
I don't do it for any of it.
But you know what? And maybe this is because I'm just old. I don't do any financial stuff.
On your cell phone?
No, none. I do not even have online banking with the bank that I use. All my banking is paper. And, well, you know, I have a card, of course.
And checks.
But, yeah, and checks. Lots of checks. But I do not even have an app on my phone where you could have access to any of my investments or any of my money. Period.
A man who was visiting New Orleans from L.A. said two nights before Eagle's encounter, he got into a car with a woman who claimed to be an Uber driver. Same exact thing happened, mm-hmm. but he recognized the phone wasn't his. An argument followed. She then proceeds to pull several phones from her cleavage and said, I don't know which one is yours. At this point, he says, I'm like, this is bad. I don't know if she's prone to violence. At the next stoplight, I got out and booked it. He had thousands of dollars missing from his account the next day.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I don't remember. There was the one guy who said that he was in New Orleans for work. He was a home builder, and he showed up to the bar, ordered a water, started to feel ill. Huh, weird. I'm drinking water. Why do I feel sick? Went home and didn't lose any money, thankfully. He claims that he was approached by Danette in the bar as he was drinking the water. And he woke up on the floor of the home that he was renovating. Again, somehow got out unscathed.
But he got there before.
But was definitely drugged.
The drugs took the full effect.
Yep.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.